You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Broadway musicals have covered a dizzying array of subjects. It may be hard to believe, but that list also includes the life and trials of a young physician. On this evening, 69 years ago, the medical musical Allegro opened on Broadway. Although it's long forgotten, U of M medical historian Dr. Howard Markell believes the lessons taught by Allegro are worth remembering today. And Howard, we should put it out right now. You, like I, you're a huge fan of Broadway musicals.
I am. My daughters tease me about it incessantly, but if it's been on the boards, I've seen it or I've heard it, I love it. Yeah.
Now, this one is incredibly obscure despite its impeccable pedigree. I mean, my goodness, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah. I mean, this was, in 1947, the hottest ticket in town this evening, 69 years ago, and Rodgers and Hammerstein were just coming off their mega hits, Oklahoma in 1943, Carousel, which is probably the best musical ever, in 1945. They also had that film State Fair that year. So they were hot. They were bigger than Hamilton. They were huge.
Spoiler alert, this was not a hit.
This was not a hit. It was a mega flop, particularly when compared to their previous two shows. Yeah.
Well, all right, so it's a flop, but you think this message is valid even today. So let's start with, what's the storyline? What's this musical about?
Well, it covers the life of a young man named Joseph Taylor Jr. It starts with his birth.
His hair is fuzzy, his eyes are blue, his eyes may change, they often do. He weighs 8 pounds and an ounce or two, Joseph Taylor Jr.
We meet his mother, his grandmother, his father. And his father is a doctor in a small Midwestern town. Could be Ann Arbor, could be anywhere. And he is working against all odds to provide modern medical care, good medical care, for his poor patients living there. And Joe Jr. is tapped to become the successor and join that practice from the day he is born.
However, the childhood sweetheart is the spoiler, isn't she?
Yeah, there's a childhood sweetheart, Jenny Baker, who really fascinates and attracts young Joe. And she is not that excited about a life in a small town. In fact, she encourages Joe Jr. to take an internship in a big city hospital to lead to a better life and a better living, which means they'll make a lot more money.
So he gets married and he does that. But he goes to the big city and what? It doesn't work out as he thought?
It doesn't work out. I mean, Joe Jr. probably should have taken as a hint in the end of Act One when his deeply disappointed mother dies of a heart attack because she thinks he has chosen the wrong mate.
Well, ultimately then, how do things end?
Well, he goes to the big city hospital and he rises and he's, you know, in a whirl of parties and he's raising money and he's treating the worried well, the wealthy well, with vitamin shots. And of course, he's so busy that Jenny becomes bored and has an affair with the head of the board of trustees of the hospital he works at. So this disappoints Joe Jr. quite a bit, as you can imagine. He also has a few misdiagnoses that his nurse helps him with to correct. And he decides, you know, I treated this young man with TB back in my old hometown, and I think I gave him more. I did more for him than I did in the last 5 years. And so he decides to go back to the town where he grew up and become a real doctor as opposed to a show doctor at the big city hospital.
And I love the way you write in your piece about Allegro that this is really something that you would like to prescribe to your medical students, to your colleagues, despite, as you say, the clunky yet profound Allegro.
Yeah, the score is not Richard Rodgers' best. He was a brilliant composer, but I think he phoned this one in. And really tells you to follow your dreams and to follow the things that you know are right. As opposed to being persuaded by money and really infatuated with material success. And you really ought to follow your heart and do what you first set out to do in terms of your goals.
Now, Now, did anyone ever try to revive it? I mean, even knowing it folded pretty quickly back in the 40s, was there ever an attempt to revive it?
Well, it's largely relegated to that heap of flops that no one reads or sees. But it has had – it's popped up its head every now and then. A few years ago, it had an off-Broadway run. And this past summer, it had a very successful run in London. But it's not performed by high schools or things like that. But it is an interesting piece nevertheless. And it was recently in 2009, the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization, which is the keeper of the flame, did a complete recording because originally in 47 they just did 10 songs. And there's also a Greek chorus in this musical following Joe and singing to him or about him as he proceeds in his life. So we now have the complete score, and it's well worth listening.
Now, I got to wonder, want to place any odds on someone else maybe trying a medical musical? I mean, medical TV shows are still a thing, and if someone could make a smash musical about Alexander Hamilton, why not?
I'd be in the first row applauding if they did. I think it's ripe. And, you know, it's not just about a doctor who decides to go for the money instead of becoming a caring physician. Oscar Hammerstein wrote it largely about himself. And he was this great librettist and lyric writer and poet. And, you know, by the way, before he met Richard Rodgers, he had a string of flops. Showboat was his first big hit. And then he had flop after flop after flop. But once Oklahoma came about and then Carousel, he was inundated with requests. Will you be the president of this organization? Will you speak for that organization? And he wasn't doing what he truly loved, which was creating art. And so he was thinking about himself when he wrote about Joe Jr.'s infatuation, his seduction with the wrong path.
It's a good lesson whether you have MD after your name or not.
I think it is.
You have been medical historian and PBS commentator, Dr. Howard Markel. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.